Welcome, everybody. Thank you for joining us. The topic tonight is creative insights and how to use energy formulas. Linda Griffiths, why don't we just start with you, because actually you're the person that started this whole idea of the creative insights at one of our conversations. I know you've had some pretty exciting things that have gone on up in your clinic, so would you like to kick this off?
You bet. I'd be glad to do that. Thank you, Constance. Really enjoyed working with these remedies. They're wonderful. Some of the things we've done a little differently, first of all, some of them are so strong that some of our patients have not been able to take them because of the dysfunctionality of the adrenals and so forth. So we have retitrated them. We've made them 3X or a 10X. If you understand how to do that homeopathically, that has worked very well with some of these extreme people. So that's one of the creative things we've done with them. Another thing we've done is we've taken the thyroid remedy that you have and been able to get people off of Levoxyl, Synthroid with it, gradually bring them off and use the thyroid, and it stabilizes, turns that thyroid gland back on, so it's working.
And how do you start them on that process, Linda?
Well, we start giving them the thyroid, and then we have them start cutting back on their thyroid medication about half, and we do that every day for maybe 2 days, 2 weeks, and we go every other day for a couple of weeks. We measure that on EAV, and we kind of watch them pretty carefully. If we have to up their drops, sometimes we'll give the thyroid 10 drops once a day, and then if they get off of it, then we'll have to give it twice a day. And then gradually just move them off and keep them on the thyroid, and as they go off of that, that thyroid vital force begins to turn that gland on.
What signals are you looking at to make that determination?
What signals? Well, we look at all the thyroid-stimulating hormones, T3, T4 on EAV, plus the TSH, and measure it that way.
Is this working for hyper and hypo?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Great.
Very well that way.
You were speaking about 1X, 2X. What substance are you using for dilution? Is it alcohol or water? Or?
We use water with a little bit of ethanol in it.
Which percentage?
About 10%.
About 10% ethanol.
Okay, thank you.
Keep the electromagnetic bond tight.
And do you dynamize? Do you shake the substance or you just...
Yep, we succuss it, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep. Another thing we do is we've taken Harmony, and a lady who had Cushing's disease had one adrenal gland removed, and then they put her on heavy doses of prednisone for the other adrenal gland, and it had shut almost completely down. She'd been on it a year, gained 100 pounds.
Ooh.
Every
wow.
time, she'd been on 4 milligrams a day, which is pretty high, and she could not get off of it. She would just crash every time she would start. So we took the Harmony. I don't know why Harmony worked, but it did, and have gradually, we've got her down to 1 milligram now, and that adrenal gland is starting to turn on. 1 milligram of prednisone, and we've just gradually moved her off there, kept her on the Harmony, and watched her as we cut her prednisone back and increased her Harmony as she's gone, and she's going to move off of it, and she's not crashing. Her energy's staying.
Great.
Excuse me, can I ask a question? This is Dr. Ivanova calling from Jupiter, Florida. I just joined the conference and I didn't hear from the beginning, but I am interested about decreasing the dosage of prednisone for patients who use hormonal therapy. And what was the case with that patient that you decreased dosage of prednisone using Harmony?
What was the dosage of Harmony we used?
Yeah, for example, what was the dosage of prednisone, and when you started to use Harmony, how many drops did you use it?
2 milligrams of prednisone twice a day.
How much?
2 milligrams twice a day.
2 milligrams twice a day?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Prednisone twice a day. She'd been on that dosage for over a year.
Okay, and then you started to use Harmony.
So then she wanted to get off the prednisone and see if her adrenal gland would start working, and her doctor wanted to get her off of it. But every time she started to even cut down like 3.5 milligrams, she would just crash. She couldn't get off the bed. She couldn't function.
Well, what dosage of Harmony did you use?
Well, we tested her on EAV, and the dosage we use on was very low, like four drops twice a day. Now she's on like, oh, probably 6 or 8 drops twice a day, and she can take that 2 or 3 times a day if she needs it. But she's down to 1 milligram of prednisone now.
What is her diagnosis? Why did she use prednisone?
Because she had Cushing's disease, and then she got cancer, and then they put her on the prednisone.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. That's cool. Thank you.
How long she's been on the, how many days you have been on to taper it?
How long we've been doing this? Oh, let's see. How many months? Well, we've been working with her probably 6 months now.
And you're just giving only Harmony, no acupuncture points, nothing?
No acupuncture points, no. We're using some other homeopathics, but it's the Harmony that's really gotten her off of the prednisone. She's not off the prednisone yet, but we're almost there.
So this is only the Harmony used?
Only the Harmony. That's the only one that we could find a balance on her.
I want to know why you use prednisone on Cushing. So Cushing is too much steroid.
We didn't do that. The MD did that.
Oh.
And you just tested kinetically for Harmony, right? This is Dr. Paul.
No, we tested EAV, electrodermal screening.
Okay. But you could also test kinetically.
You could. You could test kinetically, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
May I ask a question about the thyroid?
Absolutely.
If someone has got hypothyroid and has been that way for probably about 15 years and now they're starting to get a goiter, what would be your recommendations there? I mean,
are they on medication?
Yes, on Synthroid.
Synthroid. Well, even on the Synthroid, obviously they're not getting the support, even
right.
With the Synthroid, they're starting to have a goiter. So you could start them on that thyroid and it would help support that.
Like I didn't have these remedies at that particular time. I just started around liquid iodine time being. So.
Well, the frequencies in thyroid are, I don't know what Uri has in them, but they're very powerful to thyroid hormones and start them working.
Is there any, no, what, a friend of mine here, she's a practitioner as well, and she's got kind of what we think is borderline hypothyroid, even though I'll come back normal. And the doctor asking her if she could go on some thyroid medication just to see if it would make a difference. And the doctor said, no, they don't ever do that if their blood work is going normal because it can cause a mineral imbalance,
mm-hmm.
Especially zinc. And then she went on a bovine type of thyroid, and she ended up with white spots all over her fingernails. So is that a common problem?
I think so. It is a common problem. Mm-hmm. It probably disrupts the thyroid as well.
So at what point in time do you go by the basal body temperature to determine if they're hypothyroid and then go into some treatment, and then at what point do you figure out whether mineral imbalance is at?
Well, we do EAV and we do heart rate variability. That's how we point them. So
okay. I have a diabetes myself, so.
Somebody doesn't have EAV, but what do you do then?
You go and get one.
Oh.
Or you learn kinesiology.
Yeah, there you
well,
go.
Well, I have. I know the kinesiology.
Yeah, but this is Burton Goldberg. We've done some articles in our magazine. First of all, the thyroid test, that standard, the reverse hormone test alone is not sufficient.
No.
They recommend the stimulating, then the reverse, and then the stimulating, or the temperature test with Broda Barnes. And Synthroid is good for about 20% of the cases.
Right.
But Natroid is good for about 80% and Armour for about 60%, according to Michael Gallitzer in Los Angeles, using the electric thermal screening.
Okay.
So you're saying there's somebody on Armour thyroid. I'm a physician. I do give Armour thyroid. You just cut down and then give this thyroid remedy. Is that what you're recommending?
Right. You can do that.
What you do is you test with electric dermal screening, and then you know whether it's effective and tolerated. And so you know which thyroid. And what you should have is an electric dermal screening device or kinesiology and all the samples, and then you try it. You see different strokes for different folks.
Very good. Thank you. That's exactly right.
That's
thank you,
exactly
Burton.
Right.
Does anybody have any more questions of Linda?
Couple of our things, Constance, that
okay.
We've also tried that we found really helpful. And I know we've talked about using Tranquility for sleep. That works. And Plus works for sleep. But another thing is to take the stress cream and put about a quarter's worth in your hand and put two or three drops of whatever remedies you're using and put those on the bottom of their feet and rub that in all of those organ pathways, and that really helps them also go to sleep. Or also
that's great.
Also take the Harmony and Acute and put it on the chest if somebody has cold, cough.
And here's a thought from Dr. Paul and Dr. House. Just today, I received my energy tools, the what do you call them, Constance?
Accu-oils.
Thanks. Accu-oils. And your sample of Balance, the energetic form of indium. And I can tell you that works instantly, very shortly. It should within just a few moments. And I dropped it at the top of the head, the GV21, the soft spot at the top of the head, and that will go through the whole body. I used the Balance on a lady that was having balance problems, an older woman, and they find that their equal is not quite Librium. They have a problem with their equilibrium. So dropping a few drops, on maybe two or three, on the top of her head, I really didn't count. Then I took it into the body with my soft red laser, which is 635 nanometers, the same wavelength as your body. When you do that, anything that you drop on the soft spot at the top of the head will go through the entire body because you're meeting wavelength to wavelength, 635 nanometers, and you're stimulating the regeneration of DNA. So anything that you drop on the top of the head, folks, and take in with any instrument, we just happen to be the queen of machines here because we love them, the more modalities that you can combine in general, the better the results, the quicker the results. That's my statement.
You know,
thanks
what?
A lot, Doctor.
The bottom line here is that instead of blind flying and guessing, the individual patient then can be ascertained in titrated dosage with electrodermal screening or kinesiology. And if you don't have it, go out and learn how to use it because it's imperative.
Thanks,
I accept everything. Fine. That's fine with me.
Yeah. Linda, did you have anything else to share?
One other thing. Have a lady. They removed all of her parathyroids, including the good ones, by mistake. So she doesn't metabolize calcium, and so the little remedy calcium frequency that you have,
yes,
is helping her to metabolize the calcium.
Oh, that's great.
So we've used that very, very helpful.
Great. And for those of you that don't know, we do have energies of the periodic table that aren't necessarily on the order sheet. So if you have some creative ideas like Linda was just talking about, give us a call, and if we don't have it, we'll try to whip it up for you. Dr. Kuhl?
Yeah, I'm here.
You had a similar experience to that when you asked us to make oxygen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the oxygen is a very powerful formula that I'm still having trouble understanding at all how it works, but when you sent me the bottle and I put the pulse ox on myself or various patients, just having them hold that bottle in their hand raises their pulse ox saturation.
Okay, I understand that totally, because physics one, everything is in motion. So that's how one of the ways you can kinetically test, because the vibration, and this is very, very strong, will go right into the body. And you can upregulate anything in that way. Especially,
yeah.
I would think, and don't forget, I haven't used this product at all except one time.
Well, of course, we're suggesting the use orally, you know, the way it's written on the bottle, but I'm just saying you can measure it with a pulse ox. You just play with it. You know, you put it on their body or put it in their hand, up goes the oxygen, take it off, down goes the oxygen, put it back on, up goes the oxygen. It's quite unusual. So we had a lot of fun with that one. Now, Constance, if you want to hear something creative that we've been doing.
Yes.
We hadn't told you this one yet. It's
okay.
Sort of on the lines what Madeline is doing. We took your whole box of the acupuncture oils.
Yes.
And we just put them on the chest, usually on the chest or maybe the solar plexus, depending on kinesiologically testing where it would be best. And sometimes putting it horizontally and sometimes vertically, but Then we would run a series of laser frequencies through the GV21 and the person was lying down. And as you change the frequencies of the laser, somehow or other, it harmonizes with one of the oils, and then it starts to draw the energy of the oil into the body. So that if you ran like 300 frequencies, every so often it would hit one of those 12 oils and start pulling on and then draw it into the body in multi-directions. And then as you kept switching the frequencies, it would keep switching the different oils that it would pull. It's a very different kind of experience to do that.
That's wonderful.
That's creative.
Yeah. We were thinking if you would put a little, maybe like a little, almost like a pendant, and you could put them in the well where you could put a drop in every once in a while to sort of refresh it. We hadn't run that by you yet, though.
Well, that's an interesting thought.
I have a question on acupuncture meridians, because when you're using yang and yin, like liver 3, you want to sedate, you use the same kind of oils? I didn't understand. I know I got this kit from Dr. Crohn's, but I still have difficulty using these oils.
Well, when we use the oils, what we would do is if you were doing a chiropractic treatment, or I'm a cranial sacral therapist, so I do cranial sacral therapy or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then typically at the end of the treatment, as a final balance them off kind of a thing,
right,
we would just pick one of the oils kinesiologically and then put that right over the acupuncture point for it.
Oh.
That's how we started, and that works wonderfully. That's a very nice way to end any
session.
Oh, so
you're not using acupuncture points, because I'm not a chiropractor. I'm a physician, and I use acupuncture points.
Yeah, needles. You can put the oils right on the acupuncture points. So you could.
So I use the needles, like if I have to sedate the anxiety, I do liver 3 and this, you know, those points.
These are just the 12, you know, the 12 major ones.
Yeah.
Basically, you just find the point. I mean, you could use any of the points if it tests out for it.
Oh, okay.
So, but you don't have to use the needle. You just put a little drop of the oil there.
Yeah, but it spreads up. I mean, it doesn't stay. I tried a couple of times, liver 3, LI-11, LI-4, but, you know, they just spread all over. So I don't know if they're staying on that point. So is it easy to rub it on?
You're not looking for the point so much as the effect.
Oh.
So you have to develop some way to know whether you're getting the effect that you want.
Oh, all right.
You don't have to worry. It's not like an acu-needle. It covers such a large area compared to an acu-needle that you're going to get it.
Question, what kind of frequencies were you using on the laser?
Basically, we're using the frequencies of the periodic chart. Of course, a laser only comes in one frequency, but you pulse it so that it changes the frequency because it's got a pulsing effect.
Is it an acronia laser?
No, no.
What frequencies can you change it to?
From 0.01 up to about 9,000.
So in other words, it's less than a beat a second up to 9,000 beats a second.
Yeah. It's actually a laser that's hooked up to a Rife machine, so you have all the Rife frequencies.
Okay. So how are you determining your frequencies? By kinesiology or Hunt and Peck?
Yes, by kinesiology.
Okay. All right, thank you very much.
Hello, can I join the conference? This is Dr. Ivanova calling from Jupiter, Florida. I would like to share one experience with using oxygen energy.
Okay.
To the patient with advanced stage of pulmonary fibrosis. And this is lady, 58 years old. She has pulmonary fibrosis about 10 years. And about 3 weeks ago, she called me with referral from Dr. Bill Bright, and she asked about my help with aerophytotherapy. But she was on oxygen, 5 liters in a minute, constant use, with low oxygen saturation, 92, 93, and very fast pulse, over 100, like 105, 110. And she is on prednisone, 10 milligrams every other day, and she used prednisone over about 5 years, and she could not lower it lower than 10 milligrams every other day. and she had shortness of breath and she was not able to perform any physical work. And I could not put her on aero phytotherapy, and actually she is not able to come over here that I could see her. So I recommended her to try to use oxygen energy. And I reviewed all her papers, and she developed this pulmonary fibrosis, as they call it, they are idiopathic. But my guess is that this is a combination of allergic alveolitis and maybe a chronic infection due to mycoplasma or chlamydia infection. But anyway, this is like terminal stage. And she started to use oxygen energy. I recommended the first time 10 drops in a glass of water, take it 3 times a day. She tried it 3 days, and her oxygen saturation slowly started to go up, but only on drinking and after drinking that water with oxygen energy, about 30 minutes, not more, it increased to 93, 94, slowly, and then dropped down. But first sign of improvement, it slowed down her pulse from over 100 to 90, and then I recommended to her to use 7 drops of oxygen energy 4 times a day, and then call me every day and tell what is going with her. So within 3 weeks of using 7 drops of oxygen energy in about 2/3 glass of water, she went down with her pulse to between 70 and 80. And her oxygen saturation became stable around 96, 97, 98. And even at rest it goes 99 and it was even 100. And she was able to reduce her prednisone to 7.5 milligrams every other day right now. So I continue to supervise her. This is how oxygen, just oxygen energy works for her condition, for improvement of her diffusion function, as much as I can understand from all the pathogenesis of her disease. And I would like to lower her prednisone, but what I think, does anybody have experience with lowering prednisone in patients taking it over the years, who started it from 60 or 40 milligrams a day with a slow decreasing and then on constant point like 10 milligrams every other day? And if somebody has this experience, I will appreciate if you share with me, I mean lowering prednisone. But what I think that probably in her case could be interesting to put her additionally on a Harmony and see maybe we can help her even more. But this is my experience with patient with pulmonary fibrosis. Also, I have a few more patients with pulmonary fibrosis that I put on oxygen energy, and all of them show immediate improvement with slowing down pulse, because usually it goes very high, around 100. And this is first step, pulse goes down. Second step, oxygen saturation goes up. And they do it with a constant control by oximeter on their finger. So this is clinically proven improvement on oxygen power.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Ivanova.
Yes, may I join the conference?
Sure.
I am Dr. Paul Drouin, actually practicing north of San Diego. I had medical experience for 20 years in Canada and practicing homeopathy, Vega testing. And now I am using in my practice the Qi drop for over 3 years.
Which drop?
The energy tool products.
Okay.
But my experience was to monitor at the same time patient with a device called QXCI, which is defined as quantum xeroid interface consciousness. It's a type of device where you assess hundreds of parameters. I would say it's another generation of a device like Vol electric acupuncture, but we don't work with probe, it's more harness and attachment. But my experience with the energy tool products is I monitor a special group in Oregon. These people was a close clientele of maybe 440 people. And they were receiving Qi drop for many type of condition. I had cancer patients, fatigue chronic, hypoglycemia, migraines people, yeast syndrome, you know, the usual type of patient you see in a general practice. I monitored them for 3 years, so I was able to really see on a long period of time improvement of their health on a clinical base, plus on the QXCI, which where I was able to assess what we call the voltage, which is a reflection of the adrenals, amperage, which is more brain functioning, resistance, degree of toxicity, and other type of parameters like that that give you an energetic readings of the cell functioning. So after 3 years, I was really impressed to see how these people improve and their clinical condition and all the parameters, especially about the toxicity factor. I was using foundation for on almost all these people. The voltage, which is more a reflection of the adrenal functioning, and so on. I was really amazed how out of this maybe 40 people, maybe 20 people, after monitoring them at every 4 or 6 months, how they were improving not only on a subjective base, but also on this energetic scale, which is the QXCI.
And that's all the supplementation you had or you used?
Of course, I am a naturopath. I have a naturopathic background, so I mix nutrition and other supplements. But the energy dual products made a difference there because I am also working with clientele where I was not using the same protocol. So I could really say that this comes from the use of the energy tool products. There is no question about that. And the sense of the well-being of these people, they could tell me, you know, when they were, let's say, discontinuing the products, they will see the difference. But I can share protocol I use with you for all these people, especially cancer patient, breast cancer patient. I work absolutely all the time with the thymus, immune support, all and rejuvenation. They are all part of my basic protocol for this patient.
Did you have any people with cancerous tumors?
Oh, yes.
Okay, and what energy tool products did you use for that?
First of all, I have for everyone to make a complete energetic evaluation with the QXCI and, of course, in a clinical evaluation. But on a regular base, the products who support the immunity are very important for me. They are the key one for cancer.
What?
Let's say immune support, acute immune,
okay.
Thymus. They are really key products in the cancer treatment.
Again, the use of electric thermal screening kinesiology will tell you what that patient needs. You no longer have to blind fly.
Yeah, but I practiced kinesiology for over a year, and Vega testing, which is near Vol electric acupuncture. But what I get out from the QXCI is much more. It's not just some reflex information about specific products. I get more than that. I get other type of information that are very important. Especially for cancer patients, you have to work with emotional issue, conflict, and these type of information you don't get on the regular.
No question. I mean, it's the cheap way to go. But the purpose of that is that the patient doesn't have to metabolize what they don't need. They're limited in energy, and by doing the electric thermal screening with whatever system, you really are giving them what they need, and they're not being burdened.
Burdened? What do you mean?
Well, in other words, the cancer patient is limited with energy, and by having the right amount, they don't have to metabolize what they don't need. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah, I think that what is important in my mind is that we have some tool where we can monitor, where we can assess what we are giving. This is what is important. You may use a Vol electroacupuncture or QXCI is another way to do it. The final point is, more you use these products with accuracy, you know, more you use these products with background information of what is going on, the better result you have. This is my experience with these products. Even after a session, let's say I am doing an energetic session of QXCI with the patient, I can improve the parameters just giving them the specific energy tool products. So I am very amazed even during a session, but I am not interested just on short-term result. You know, I speak about this experience with these 40 people because it's a closed group where you can have a better control of nutritional habits and so on. So I thought that was interesting to share this experience with you.
Yeah, I thank you for that. I think that's wonderful because 3 years with 40 people, is a lot of information.
Thank you very much, Dr. Drum. We appreciate you sharing with us. Dr. Cowden, are you with us?
Yep, just came in.
Would you like to share some of the creative things and some of the clinical experiences that you've seen using the energy tools?
Yes, we've just recently completed a pilot study on treating advanced Lyme disease patients with severe neurological involvement. And these are patients that have been on repeated courses of various antibiotics and failed to improve. And they've pretty much been given up on by conventional medicine doctors. And we made the observation that these patients had severe energy disturbances, some of them from nutritional imbalances, some of them because of scars, some of them because of severe organ dysfunction because of the infection. And we used a variety of the products, the stress relief drops for most of them because they were so emotionally distraught from their illness. We used the stress relief cream applied topically to areas of pain and areas of energy disturbance. And we used the energy tools, the energized Cemento herbal product, to help to eradicate the microbes that were contributing to the problem. And over a 10-week course of time, we had approximately 70 to 80% improvement in a patient's symptoms. All of them were experiencing fatigue. Most of them were experiencing pain in their muscles and joints and abdomen and neurological impairment, inability to think, concentrate, focus, balance, etc. Some of the results were quite dramatic using the combination of products. One young girl, for example, was 18 years old, had to be lifted out of bed each morning, could not get out of bed herself, had to be dressed. When they could get her to a standing position and put a rolling walker in front of her, she could get from her bedroom into the kitchen to sit down at the table, but had to be helped down. She couldn't sit down by herself, couldn't stand up by herself. And during the 10-week study period, she got to where she got rid of the walker altogether, could get out of bed by herself, dress herself, went out on her first date during the study, which was quite gratifying. She had severe pain most of the time, which went away during the course of the study. During the study, we found that these patients have a particular pain syndrome that's characterized by, probably caused by, a chronic Herxheimer-type reaction. They just have massive amounts of toxins built up in the ground matrix or the space between the cells. And so we developed a protocol to address that, which utilizes the stress relief cream applied to the painful areas and some Kijutsu or Jinshin Jitsu energy balancing techniques with a light touch of the hands to the forehead and to the rib margin and to the groin areas and to the sternum and symphysis pubis. And in patients that are on large doses of narcotic medications, methadone, hydrocodone, oxycodone, and so on, in about 20 minutes' time, their pain could be taken from a 10 out of 10 scale to a 0 or 1 or 2 out of 10 scale in most cases, using these products. So it was quite impressive.
Okay, this doctor is speaking my language. I am really resonating. I would like to speak with you further at a different time. And we're in Missouri, and you are where?
We're in Dallas-Fort Worth.
Okay. Well, this is wonderful.
I worked on the study with Dr. Joan Vandegrift, a naturopathic doctor here. The whole study was kind of anecdotal because Joan Vandegrift was a patient from years ago who had advanced ulcerative colitis and advanced liver disease. She was told by the gastroenterologist at Baylor Hospital if she didn't have her liver transplanted and her colon removed that she wouldn't survive 6 months, but she didn't like that prognostication. So she came for evaluation, put her on treatment back then, and she got free of her irreversible diseases in about 6 months' time. And so her grandson came to meet me at the International Cancer Symposium in September because he had gone from an A student in January of 2002 to an F student by September of 2002 because he experienced a severe emotional trauma. He observed his girlfriend being raped in front of him. And he developed a severe viral infection after that, developed painful joints, painful muscles, and lost ability to think. and he was evaluated by a local neurologist who was found to have advanced neurological involvement in Lyme disease. He had probably a low-level Lyme disease, but the stress brought about the rapid growth of Lyme disease. So anyway, at the cancer symposium, I evaluated him briefly and recommended a treatment protocol which included the Energy Tools Enhanced Cemento, or TOA-free uncaryotomatous cat's claw from Peru. And so when he got off the antibiotics he was on, got onto that along with some other detoxification herbs and homeopathics and whatnot, he was able to go back to being an A student in about a month's time and able to feel like getting out of bed in the morning, which he wasn't able to. And so that caused us to see that many patients that were given no hope by conventional medicine with these types of syndromes were actually fairly rapidly reversible using the combination of energy tools plus certain herbal and detox remedies.
That, in my sense of it, and I know because you're talking our language, is that nothing is a panacea.
Right.
It's a combination, and it's whatever you do best to reach a person, and I believe God directs people at exactly the right time and space, like we are hearing you speak, at exactly the right moment.
Yes.
And I thank you for what you're doing and for your contribution, as I do everybody else who's speaking here now.
The other impressive thing that I saw with energy tools was with a patient with advanced lymphoma, a lymphoma involving the bone of the posterior pelvis as well as the right orbit. And the lymphoma in the right orbit was both bony involvement as well as soft tissue involvement, and the right eyeball was very protruded, probably close to an inch protruded from the socket, and she was just about to lose a sight in her eye. So we started using the energy tools products on her. We used the stress relief cream on her back. And by the way, she was on massive amounts of narcotic medications.
Wow.
And just using the stress relief cream on the back, and in about 10 minutes' time, her pain dropped to the point where she was able to go to sleep and sleep for 8 hours, which she hadn't done for weeks. That was very impressive. Anyway, over the next 3 weeks or thereabouts, her eye involvement resolved to the point where her eye returned to the orbit. She was using the Energy Tools products plus pawpaw herb from Nature Sunshine Company. And that was also very impressive, seeing that combination of energy products plus some herbals work in concert with each other.
Dr. Cowden, do you remember what the formulas were that you were using on her?
Let's see. We were using the stress relief drops along with Tranquility because she had such a stressed nervous system. We used Rejuvenation and Foundation, and we used Acute Immune and GI Aid. So it was those few formulas, plus the stress relief cream applied to the painful areas.
Great, great.
Constance, this is John Cooligan. We've started to use the GI Aid with everything. And I guess Yuri hasn't told anybody his secret to it or something, but somehow or other it must be powerfully affecting the vagus nerve. The old name, Golden Warmer, was very appropriate. It warms them up and it just changes the whole sort of set button on the autonomic nervous system. So we're just starting to include that with all the protocols.
That's great. Well, that formula is a Chinese formula based on the cauldron concept, where you take it and it's a slow burn and you create warmth with it, which is why we originally called it Golden Warmer, but a lot of people were having trouble with it, so we went to GI Aid as the name for it. But that's exactly what it does. The Chinese believe that the earth meridian is the place that lots of diseases start at, and so this works with the earth meridian and in the stomach area, and we've had great success with it, so thank you for sharing that. Dr. Tran?
Yeah.
You've had some pretty amazing results using GI Aid on animals, is that correct?
Yeah, that's my favorite formula for pancreatitis, for any gastrointestinal disease with symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea. I usually get rid of these problems in 2-3 days.
And what's the protocol that you're using?
I use that with patient, no need juice. And if I have a blood count increase, I also add acute immune to that.
Okay. Great, great.
This is Paula. If there's a GI warmer, what about someone who has like severe heartburn symptoms? Is it going to aggravate those types of symptoms, or is it going to calm it as well?
We found that it calms.
Okay.
Most of the energetic remedies are modulating.
Right.
So,
and these are all new to me, so I'm just...
Yeah.
Constance, can I add one more creative kind of thing?
Sure.
And it's a question for the group, because Dr. Tran, a couple of sessions back, said that he had used a combination of stress relief and tranquility and harmony and had given it to a patient who had recently been diagnosed with bipolar disorder. And so I've started to use that a lot with patients on depression to help them lower dosages of medications or maybe get off. But there's almost like a dividing line, because when I give it to some people, they absolutely will refuse to take them. And then I know that that person is just frankly schizophrenic. You know, as somebody who comes into the office and they don't have that diagnosis, and I'm working them up and I say, here, try these things, because they have all kinds of stresses and things. Then they come back next time and said, how'd you do? And they say, oh, I don't like them at all. I won't take them at all. And the question for the group is, what's going on here? With these people don't like to have their energy organized, or what is this? Because it's several patients already. You know, it's like a dividing line. If they don't tolerate it at all.
Okay. It's the old adage, whatever you do over a long period of time is serving you. It's a comfort zone. And we found this time and again. You can give someone something and they don't take it. It's like that's where they are, and you have to be happy for them where they are, because that's where they want to be. You know, you've tried, you've done your thing, and that's where it is. Whatever you do over a long period of time is serving you. And it's like the abusive wife syndrome. Okay, they go back because it's a comfort zone. Is that making sense to everybody?
Yeah, but you're not getting there.
Okay.
And quite often it's a biochemical imbalance, and if you do the proper blood test like Patricia Kane, one can feed the body what the body is screaming for.
But and the person has to take it, right?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of steps, and it's not easy, but it can be done.
Okay.
Dr. Cowden, have you seen any of this in your practice?
Yeah, what I was going to say is I've seen a couple of patients that presented initially with mania-type symptoms, but when I did recommend the Energy Tools products for them, just like the other doctor mentioned, they said, oh, I don't like the way those make me feel. And indeed, they started developing delusional and hallucinational symptoms around that same time, which would make me think that patients that have the schizophrenia do have a significantly hyperacute sensation to energy products and can sense that there's something about that that they don't like. Maybe they fear that it's going to make them change in some way. The schizophrenics do seem to have a large fear component.
I'll share with you all something that one of the doctors shared with me with patients like this that don't like the way that it makes them feel, because they're used to this kind of craziness, and when they start to feel a little normal, it's kind of like a person that's been on the ocean for a while, and as soon as they hit dry land, they notice that there's a difference. And that is that they titrated them. They started them out on really, really low doses, so that the buildup was gradual instead of starting them out in the normal types of dosages. Dosage is like one drop.
I would agree with that, but what I found is you can't even let them hold the bottle to put the drops in the cup. You actually have to get somebody else to do that for them.
Maybe the answer is to give them pre-treated water. Take some water bottles and just put one drop in it and have them take it over the course of several weeks to slowly increase them to where you kind of sneak up on them.
Right.
Have you had any experience with children, like children with autism or PDD or hyperlexia or any of those things?
Anybody out there? The doctors that are working with autism, I believe, are... Pam, are you on the line? Okay. Are
Patricia Kane and Stephanie Cave down in Baton Rouge.
And Dr. Tenpenny has been doing a lot, and Dr. Pamela Compart.
Is there any way I could get in contact with any of those people?
Sure. You call me, and I'll give you the telephone numbers of them, and you can call them.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. Dr. Stashko, you've been kind of quiet.
Yes, I want to mention one thing for people who do muscle testing. Of course, I do a specific form of autonomic response testing. Dr. Klinghart has done this for years out in Seattle. Two big things we have to always test, and even for the EAV practitioners out there also. One is for neurological switching. because this is a phenomenon where the nervous system is disorganized and right and left brain imbalance occurs quite frequently. It's a misfiring in the corpus callosum generally. The two products that I really see that help that are Clear Mind and Balance at times. So it's very important to make sure we check for switching. And the other technique is checking for blocked regulation of the autonomic nervous system. This is a key point because even with EAV or muscle testing, if the autonomic nervous system is blocked, the regulation is blocked, you will get invalid response or invalid information. And the two products that really test well for that are Stress Relief and Balance.
Do you find that it happens in people that are not even all that sick, but like in relatively healthy people that they can quit quite readily?
Well, what happens a lot of times when you hit a brick wall with patients where they're not responding to anything, and again, what energy tools products have done is provide the energy for healing. But if blocked regulation is there, it's a real serious problem because the information we're getting from muscle testing or even from EAV can be invalid information or the opposite information we want to see. And the test is very simple. What you simply do is you test for a strong muscle and have the patient either apply the palm of their hand with the fingers hyperextended over the umbilicus region, and what you're looking for is for the strong muscle to give a weakness. This is one time in muscle testing where a weakness is a good response. If the arm remains strong while they're contacting the umbilicus area, then they are blocked. There's blocked regulation going on. And you immediately put Stress Relief on the body or give them a few drops in some water with Balance, and you open the regulation. And you can even keep those products in circuit while you're testing, and the information is much purer.
Okay, so you're muscle testing, and you want a muscle test with the palm open over the umbilicus, and there you're looking for a weak response.
Right. You first get a strong muscle response, yes. And then it doesn't matter whether you put your hand over the umbilicus or the patient does, but it must be the palm over the umbilicus with the fingers hyperextended. If the hand rests completely over the umbilicus, you're not going to get the proper test. It must be completely extended with fingers up and palm flat on the umbilicus. And you'd be surprised how many people show blocked regulation. And I think in some of the previous tapes, Dr. Davis had mentioned about the Stress Relief at bedtime with the Balance, which of course was the indium at one time. I think everyone should really do 10 drops of both of those about an hour before bedtime because it really helps with this problem.
10 drops of Stress and the Balance.
That's correct. 10 drops of Stress Relief and 10 drops of Balance about an hour before bedtime and about 2 to 4 ounces of water, like he had mentioned. And it's amazing. It keeps the autonomic nervous system upregulated so that the information we're going to get for the stressors that's causing some of the problems will be pure information.
I would agree with what you just said about the switching and the blocking. I find that Stress Relief is commonly a critical component to getting the blocked regulation open. And in addition to that, on the switching, I find that sometimes Stress Relief, but more commonly Clear Mind or Balance or Harmony, dropped one drop on the stomach 7 point in front of each ear on the TMJ area will help to correct that.
One thing I see also in the stubborn switching problems is to always look for the GI aid also, because we have to remember the immune system and the brain also relate to our gut area also.
Right.
So do we have anybody else that wanted to share anything before we wrap this call up, or is there anyone else that has questions that hasn't asked anything?
I think about the dosage, my experience is when you start and you have an acute situation, your dosage are all the time higher, like it's a 10, 15 drops, 3-4 times a day. And when let's say I have a control of the situation, then I need just a maintenance dosage, I will go 5 drops twice a day or once a day. And for children, I will absolutely cut the dosage at 5 drops, even when I have an acute situation. So this is the general way I use the dosage with the energy tool products.
Great. Thank you for that, Dr. Druin. Do we have any other questions or comments?
I have a question. What formula do you use to treat ADD and ADHD in children? Anyone have any experience?
The case I have, I use all the time Tranquility, Stress Relief, Clear Mind, and if I have some, during the evaluation, energetic evaluation with the QXCI, I have some hormonal imbalance, I will absolutely use Balance also in combination.
I think also with those children, you want to also look at the GI with vanadium, because a lot of those kids have a real problem with sugar handling.
Absolutely.
And then another thing that Dr. Davis, who wasn't able to be with us today, uses is the Oxygen Plus with some of these kids, too.
Very interesting, yes.
And has good results with them.
This is Dr. Stashko one more time. I think what I'd like to do sometime, for those who are interested, there are so many methods of testing out there. And a lot of us kind of mention or we kind of sidestep different ways of testing because everybody has their different ways of doing it. And there's some really simple methods with using the energy tool, direct kinesiology testing, or even with leg length analysis, which is really quite interesting. You can get a phenomenon with the neurological or nervous system itself in response to placing one of the products just on governing vessel 26 below the nose on the phalangium. And it's amazing some of the changes you'll see in leg length changes for those patients who are very difficult to muscle test. If someone's interested, we can sometimes do something on that. It's kind of hard on a conference call, but I can try my best to explain it step by step.
Well, are you volunteering for the next call, Dr. Stashko?
I'd be more than happy to.
Okay. Well, I'll take you up on it.
Okay, very good. If people are interested, I mean, it's a very simple technique, and sometimes we make it very complicated. And what's really unique about Uri's and Constance's products is that we got to keep it simple sometimes, and some of the simple testing gives the best information that you can imagine.
Great. Thanks a lot for sharing that, Dr. Stashko.
Oh, you're welcome.
Is there anyone else that has any questions or contributions?
Yeah, I'd like the name of the doctor who was talking about the reversing, please.
That was Dr. Stashko.
Stashko. S-T-A-S-H-V-I-L-L-E?
S-T-A-S-H-K-O.
Okay, okay. Any chance I'd be able to talk to you sometime on...
Yes, I'd be happy to, because like I mentioned before, I've been doing this for about 22 years, and I mean, I've done EAV over the years. I really went back to not strict AK testing, but different forms of autonomic response testing, and also a new method developed by Dr. Paul Yannick, who's up in Albany, called quantum reflex testing, and it makes it a lot simpler to assess the information, and with the use of these products, it dovetails very beautifully in what to give patients. But my number is area code 570-752-4747. That's the office number. That's the best place to get me if you're interested, and we can set something up.
What was the last four digits again?
4747.
4747?
That's correct.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, so if we don't have any more questions, we'll wrap this one up. So speak now or forever hold your peace until the next call. Okay, well, thank you very much, everyone who has contributed. I want to pass along that anyone that makes an order over the next 5 days does get a 20% discount for their participation in the call. And thank you very much, and God bless you all.